Hey, Coop here. Welcome to 90 Second Recap, where I share a quick sports history lesson based on today's cap. It's January 14th, and I'm wearing a Mexico City Red Devils fitted cap from Ebbetsville Flannels, purchased in store at Lids. Next month marks the 100th anniversary of the founding of La Liga Mexicana. Like MLB's Yankees, these Diablos Rojos are the league's undisputed top dogs with 17 championships to their credit, including this past season when they were led at the plate by Robinson Cano, who hit .431, and on the hill by a guy trying to resurrect his career in affiliated baseball, Trevor Bauer. While some folks consider Bauer to be an outlaw despite the fact he's never been charged with a crime, the entire Mexican League was considered an outlaw circuit as a result of President George Pascal's attempt to raid organized baseball in 1946. In the decade leading up to 46, more than 150 African Americans came to Mexico to play the game they loved at the country's highest level, the same game they were prohibited from playing in their native land. Their only crime? The color of their skin. One of those men was Chet Brewer, born on this date in 1907. Among the first Black Americans to play in Mexico, Chet saw action with Tampico in the 30s and these Rojos in 44, alongside Quincy Troop, Willie Wells, and Wild Bill Wright. You can learn more about Brewer's fascinating career in his Sabre bio, and I can't encourage you strongly enough to follow Robin Jensen on Instagram at Home Runs Dirt Roads. Robin's done groundbreaking work uncovering info on Chet, Big Jim Williams, and many others who played baseball in Saskatchewan in generations past.